वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 68, Text 36. Yasya padayugam sakshat Srir upaste kileshwari Sanarhati kila srisho नरदेवापरिच्छदान् यस्य पादायुगम् साक्षात् श्रीरुपास्ते किलेश्वरे सनारति किला श्रीशो नरदेवापरिच्छदा यस्य पादायुगम् साक्षात् श्रीर उपास्ते किलेश्वरे सानारहति किला श्रीशो नरदेवा परिच्छदा। Matajis, yasya, whose, padayugam, 2 feet, sakshat, herself, Shri, the goddess of fortune, upaste, worships, akila, of the whole universe, Ishvari, the ruler, saha, he, na arahati, does not deserve, kila, indeed, Sri Isha, the master of the goddess of fortune, naradeva, of a human king, parichadan, the paraphernalia, translation, the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the goddess of fortune herself, ruler of the entire universe, worships His feet. And the master of the goddess of fortune does not deserve the paraphernalia of a mortal king. Since this text doesn't have a purport, we'll go to text 37.
Yasyangri pankajarajo kila lokapaler maulyuttamair dhritamupasita tirtha tirtham brahma baboham api yasya kala kalaya shrishchadvahema chiramasya nishpashanam kvam.
translation. The dust of Krishna's lotus feet, which is the source of holiness for all places of pilgrimage, is worshipped by all the great demigods. The principal deities of all planets are engaged in his service, and they consider themselves most fortunate to take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna on their crowns. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and even the goddess of fortune and I, are simply parts of his spiritual identity, and we also carefully carry the dust on our heads. And still, Krishna is not fit to use the royal insignia or even sit on the royal throne. Purport. The above translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the place of pilgrimage especially referred to here is the Ganges River. The Ganges water is inundating the whole world, and since it is emanating from Krishna's lotus feet, its banks have turned into great places of pilgrimage. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadhaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandaha Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here before proceeding with the class. Without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, it is not possible to progress in the path of devotional service. I seek your sincere blessings here. Hare Krishna. We can see from this topic, marriage of Samba, because of too much of opulence which was bestowed on the Kauravas, there emerged a false pride within their hearts, and they forgot to recognize the truth. Generally it is said in Hindi, Arth se Paramarth nahi milte, Arth se bahut baar anarthi milta hai. And this was the case here with the Kauravas. they forgot to recognize the presence of the Supreme Lord, even though he is there in their kingdom. And they started questioning his authority. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes very beautifully in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Many years back, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, he instructed me. He said that before you start reading the Bhagavad Gita as it is, try to study the introduction which Srila Prabhupada has presented in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the introduction carries the essence of the entire Bhagavad Gita. And in that introduction, Srila Prabhupada mentions, what is consciousness. And he explains, materially contaminated consciousness has two psychic divisions. I think many of us must have read this particular part in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita introduction. Material contaminated consciousness has two psychic divisions. One, the living entity considers that he is the creator, and second, he considers that he is the enjoyer. And with this material contaminated consciousness, a living entity will always be frustrated. If a person thinks that he is the controller, he is the enjoyer, he'll always be frustrated. And then Srila Prabhupada adds, a living entity is neither a controller, neither is the enjoyer, but he is a cooperator for the will of the Supreme Lord. Only then can the living entity enjoy the presence of the Supreme Lord. This is the case here with the Kauravas. They wanted to be the controllers, they wanted to be the enjoyers. And as you see in the coming verses, they become frustrated in their attempts. And Balramji shows their right place. Because he was about to pull Hastinapur right into Yamuna. And he was about to destroy the entire kingdom. Then they come to their senses and beg forgiveness. Coming in the same point in line, one of his Srimad Bhagavatam class, Srila Prabhupada, I think it was in 1968 in Montreal. And there, Srila Prabhupada was speaking on the same topic, where a living entity wants to be the creator, controller and enjoyer. And then he asked the devotees who were sitting in the class, what is the definition of an atheist? Generally, atheist for us means, you know, the person who doesn't go to the temple, who says, you know, there is no God, I don't believe in God. We term him as atheist. But Srila Prabhupada had a unique definition of who is an atheist. And it was really unique. And then he starts giving examples. He says, Ravana, was he an atheist or was he a theist? Now if you look into Ravana's lifestyle, he was regularly going to the temple of Shiva. He was worshipping Lord Shiva. So was he an atheist or was he a theist? He was worshipping Shiva. Then Hiranyakashipu, was he an atheist or was he a theist? Because he was worshipping Lord Brahma. What about Jarasandh, Magadha Naresh? He was daily worshipping the Brahmanas. Was he an atheist or was he a theist? And what about Karna? He was also regularly going to the temple. He was also worshipping the Brahmanas. Was he an atheist or was he a theist? And finally the Kauravas here. Were they atheist or were they theists? Because even they were going to the temples. Then Prabhupada gives a unique definition of who is an atheist. He says, any living entity, who considers that he is the controller and he is the enjoyer in this material world, he is an atheist. And any living entity who considers that I am the servant of the Supreme Lord, I have to just cooperate with the will of the Supreme Lord, that living entity is a devotee. Then when I read this particular line from Srila Prabhupada's lecture, I was wondering, now I have to gauge myself whether I am an atheist or a theist in 24 hours a day, how many times do I think that I am a controller, I am an enjoyer? That I am an atheist. And the minute I think that I am Krishna's servant, that time I am, you know, in a safe side to be called a devotee. This is Srila Prabhupada's definition of atheist and theist. And this is what we see here. Everyone wants to be the controller. Everyone wants to be an enjoyer. This is due to false pride, which the Kauravas had, which they are portraying in this particular chapter. And this false pride in this material world gives rise to envy. Because false pride and envy are the two sides of the same coin. And generally, when we look into today's world and the lifestyle of people in general, everyone here, you know, in this material world, if you see outside, everyone wants to flaunt their wealth, show off their luxuries. You know, they want to show to the world that they are very happy, they are very blissful, only for one purpose. They want to show it to the others that we are very blissful, we are very luxurious, we lead a very comfortable life, we have all the gadgets in the world, just for one purpose. So that the society around them, so that the relatives around them, look at their opulence and start envying them. And when they see that someone is envious on my particular opulence, which I must have borrowed, begged or stolen from someone else, and when I see that someone else is envious over my opulence and possession, I become happy. That is the perfection of life. And this is called today's modern art of living. You know, I remember when I was very small, during the Diwali, there was one friend of mine who used to burst crackers from morning till night, late night. Then I asked, you know, what do you get by, you know, bursting so many crackers? Then he said, you know, I want to show to the entire society, entire area here, that I have purchased the lot number of crackers, more than anyone else in this society. And when people look at me, they should envy my presence. And that is the perfection of my life. And even there was an ad on one particular television, I don't know if many of you all have seen it, you know, it was Onida. And there was a slogan for that particular advertisement: neighbor's envy is owner's pride. And that is how they take pleasure, that someone else should be envious of me. So this is the art of living actually in this present material world, where everyone wants to flaunt their wealth so that others can be envious. And seeing them envious, they become happy. But this is totally foolishness. That is why it is called false pride. Why is it called false pride? Because that which doesn't stay here for a long time, if I take pride in that particular object, then that is my foolishness. And sure enough, material world and nature will surely crush it over a period of time. So there is no point in showing off anything in this material world. To show to the people of Kali Yuga what should be the lifestyle of every human being, what should be his nature, instead of false pride, there should be humility. Instead of enviousness, there should be gratefulness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this age of Kali and personally exhibited through his personal examples how can a human being stay here. This refers to one particular incident during the Rath Yatra ceremony in Jagannath Puri. The Rath Yatra is about to begin and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is standing right in front of the cart. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is observing Lord Jagannath, the first verse which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites is Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmanas and of the whole world in general. My obeisance is unto you. The second verse which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites in front of Lord Jagannath is very important. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is introducing himself to Lord Jagannath. my Lord, who am I here standing in front of you before your mighty cart? And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites this very famous verse, Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishyo na shudro naham varna nacha grahapatir na vano yatirva kintu prodhya nikila paramananda purnamratabdhir gopi bhartu padakamalayor das dasanu das. My Lord, I am neither a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or shudra. I am neither a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha or sannyasi. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopis. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood in front of Lord Jagannath. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is keeping the mood in front of Lord Jagannath, this humble mood, this is an example for all of us. Being in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, what should be our mood while staying here? This reminds me of one beautiful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, very beautifully written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami starts the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we start reading it, it is filled with emotions, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had crossed the age of 90. He was nearing 100. And he didn't expect that he will come up till Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he writes there that I am an old man. I am not sure whether I will be able to complete this Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So whatever pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is already described in the previous chapters. Now I will briefly describe in detail. And that moment of time, actually, for that particular purport, for this particular verse, even Srila Prabhupada becomes very emotional. And it's a beautiful purport which Srila Prabhupada has written here. He says, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, even I am a very old man. And for me, death is imminent. Any time I can die. So before I die, I don't know whether I'll be able to complete the 12 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But for the benefit and welfare of the world, I have already given the essence and summary of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of, can anyone tell me? In the form of Krishna book. This is for the benefit of the whole world. And then the chapter continues. This is the chapter of Rupa Goswami's second meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami has arrived in Jagannath Puri and he was staying in the association of Haridas Thakur. And daily, without fail, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come every morning to meet Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami. So, it was really a very intimate meeting. At that, just few days later, after Sri Rupa Goswami arrived to Jagannath Puri, there was the Rath Yatra ceremony. And in this Rath Yatra ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in ecstasy. And time again, he would look at Jagannath and would recite one particular verse. Now, what is this verse? What is the meaning of this verse? Only one person in this entire planet Earth could understand what is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he has recited this verse, what is the cause behind this verse, and what is his ecstasy, what is the level of his ecstasy. And that was Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was his personal secretary. And as per Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, Swarup Damodar would recite another verse which would enhance the mellow of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he would go deeper into ecstasy. Just let us imagine the position of Swarup Damodar Goswami. To know the heart of the Lord, to know the mind of the Lord, to know the mood of the Lord. Imagine the purity of Swarup Damodar Goswami. That he could recite the exact verse as per the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one particular occasion of Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu looked at Lord Jagannath and recited a verse. It was a verse where it says, "The same boy who has attracted my heart is present here again. This is the same moonlit night of the month of Chaitra. The fragrance of Malti flowers and the breeze of Kadamba forest. I am that same person, but I am not happy here. I wish to go on the banks of Rewa under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire." These verses of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he just spoke in front of Jagannath, Rupa Goswami heard it. He didn't say anything to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After the Rath Yatra, Rupa Goswami came back to Siddha Bakul, where he was staying with Haridas Thakur, and he wrote the commentary on the verse which he heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the parade. He wrote it on a palm leaf, and he pushed it in the roof of this thatched hut. Next morning, as usual, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Siddha Bakul to meet Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami. That time Rupa Goswami had gone to take bath in the ocean. Mahaprabhu saw up and saw this, you know, palm leaf being pushed inside the roof. He pulled it out and he started reading it. These were the words of Rupa Goswami. These were the words of Srimati Radharani, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited in the Rath Yatra. And only Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand it. This was a prayer with Srimati Radharani. She speaks to her girlfriend. She said, "Oh, my dear friend, I am the same Radharani and this is the same Krishna, but we are at Kurukshetra. But my heart is not here. I wish to be in Vrindavan, near the banks of Yamuna, to hear the fifth note of his flute." When Mahaprabhu read this verse on this palm leaf, he erupted in ecstasy. At that moment of time, Rupa Goswami entered Siddha Bakul. Mahaprabhu called Rupa Goswami, mildly slapped him and embraced him. And then he asked him this question: "Rupa Goswami, tell me one thing. My heart is very confidential. How could you read my heart? Tell me now. My heart is confidential. This verse, these prayers which I recited, it is very confidential. No one else can know this. But how could you understand and read my heart? Tell me." Rupa Goswami kept quiet. Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami and left. Now the story begins. Mahaprabhu left that place of Siddha Bakul, but along with him he carried the palm leaf. He went to his place, residence, Gambira, and showed this writing of Rupa Goswami, the verse of Rupa Goswami. Can anyone tell me to whom did he show this to? Huh? Swarup Damodar. He said, "Swarup, just read this." Swarup Damodar read it. "Swarup, he has understood my heart. He has started reading my heart. Can you please tell me how is this possible?" Now, if Swarup Damodar Goswami was in material conscious, which will never happen, but I'm just giving an example, he would have wondered, really, Mahaprabhu, this is my jurisdiction. I am only the one to access your heart, and I am the only one. You have given me the chance. Who is this new person who has ventured in? Just debar him from your association, because this is my property, this is my exclusive service. No. Just by showing this palm leaf, Mahaprabhu was examining Swarup Damodar. What will be his reaction? And what was Swarup Damodar's reaction? This is quite an example to learn. He said, "Mahaprabhu, just by seeing this composition, the way the verses are designed, I can conclude today that you have bestowed your causeless mercy to Rupa Goswami. This is my conclusion, my Lord. Without your mercy, no mortal being can read your heart. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he was so happy. He said, yes, Swarup Damodar, I have bestowed my causeless mercy to Rupa Goswami in Prayag. And that is the reason he could read my heart. The story doesn't end here. It begins. 4 months of the Chaturmas passes away. All the devotees who had arrived from Bengal to Puri to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all left back to Bengal. Only Rupa Goswami stayed there at Siddha Bakul with Haridas Thakur. As usual, every morning Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to Siddha Bakul and give his association to Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami. One morning, Rupa Goswami was writing on a palm leaf and Mahaprabhu came there. He said, Rupa, just let me see, what are you writing? He took the palm leaf and he said, what a beautiful handwriting. They are like a row of pearls. Then he started reading the contents, what was written there. This was one of the most celebrated shlokas for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, which was composed there and then by Rupa Goswami. It was the glorification of the holy name. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labdahi karana krodha kadambini gatayate karanarbhudebhya spriham cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim jojane janita kiyadbiramrate krishneti varanadvai. Where Rupa Goswami describes, I just can't estimate the nectar which is there in these two syllables, Krishna. When it enters my mouth, I desire millions of mouth. When it enters my ears, I desire millions of ears. And when it enters the courtyard of my heart, the activities of my mind are stopped and my senses become inert. This was the verse, this was the meaning composed by Rupa Goswami. Now Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes his palm leaf and he starts reading this verse again in front of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tunda vali labdhaye. The minute this verse is recited for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur starts dancing in ecstasy. This is the glorification of the holy name just composed by Rupa Goswami. Now it was not that he was externally dancing in ecstasy just to please Mahaprabhu, but internally he was just burning out of envy. How could this new boy compose such a beautiful verse which is making Mahaprabhu just fall in ecstasy? You know, he started dancing in ecstasy. To tell you the chronological history of Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, was 36 years older to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world, Namacharya Haridas Thakur had gone through a series of tests and he had prevailed over all of them. He had converted a prostitute to a Mahavaishnavi. Moreover, he had given Harinam Diksha to whom? To Maya Devi herself. He was the one who tolerated the beatings in 22 marketplaces but still didn't leave up the holy name. This was before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And today at Siddha Bakul, Mahaprabhu is glorifying a verse on the holy name just composed by Rupa Goswami, and just he was seeing what is the reaction of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was dancing in ecstasy, just meditating on every syllable of this verse. Mahaprabhu was so happy that here are my devotees, without any false pride, without any envy, they are staying together to perform devotional service. He embraced each other and he left. But the story doesn't end here. The next morning, as usual, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to the Jagannath temple. And as usual, after having the darshan of Lord Jagannath, his next destination would be Siddha Bakul. As he was proceeding towards Siddha Bakul, he was joined by two of his most intimate associates of Jagannath Puri. They were the most grave and the most powerful personalities. None other than Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. As Mahaprabhu was proceeding towards Siddha Bakul, he looked at both of them and he started glorifying Rupa Goswami. Oh, what a verse composed by Rupa Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhu started glorifying Rupa Goswami as if he had five mouths. And then in that verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sarvabhauma Ramananda Pariksha Karile. Oh, then Mahaprabhu looked at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai and started examining their behavior. When I am glorifying a new devotee who has come in my association, let me see what is the reaction of the older devotees here. When they heard the verse which Sri Rupa Goswami had composed, they came to only one conclusion. My Lord, this is impossible for any mortal being to compose such beautiful verses. Today we can conclude, this is the words of both Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. You have bestowed your causeless mercy to Rupa Goswami, because of which he could compose such a beautiful verse. As they entered Siddha Bakul, there was quite a long discussion. And all the four Vaishnavas, it was Haridas Thakur, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, they came to the final conclusion in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This includes even Haridas Thakur. They unanimously declared, our dear Lord, for so many years we have heard many verses on the holy name. But today, the composition which was of the verse composed by Srila Rupa Goswami, this is cut above the rest. This is the sweetest verse we have ever heard. This is the final conclusion. Mahaprabhu was so happy. This is, as I said, Mahaprura Bhaktagan Vairagya Pradhan. This is the nature of Mahaprabhu's devotees. No false pride, no envy were their God brother. This reminds me of the shloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Second verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Projahita Kaitavotraha Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. This Bhagavat Purana is for those devotees who are without any envy. And this refers specially to all the devotees who were there to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. Actually, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when all the sages came to know that the emperor of this entire planet Earth is about to leave his body within 7 days, they all proceeded to Hastinapur. And Srimad Bhagavatam enlists the names of all the great sages who came to Hastinapur to see Maharaj Parikshit. And there are 25 names which are mentioned, but the most prominent among them, all those names are Vashishta, Maharishi Vashishta, second Maharishi Vishwamitra, then it is Parashara Muni, then Lord Parashuram, then Atri Rishi, Devala Rishi, then Gautama Rishi, and Bhagavan Badarayana, that is Lord Vyasadev. And the last name which is mentioned, the people who came to Hastinapur, was that of the last name. It was last. The best is kept for the last. Can anyone guess? What was the last name? The last Rishi was mentioned. He was also there. It was Narad Muni. And when they came to the arena, the king is sitting there. He's just asking the sages, please guide me. I have just 7 days and nights. And I want to dedicate this time only to the to hear and chant about the Supreme Lord. Please guide me, please bless me. So all these sages who have accompanied here, they are not ordinary. Especially many of these sages, Vasishta, Vishwamitra, Gautama, and many, they are right from Treta Yuga. They were the one who witnessed Lord Rama's coronation. Vishwamitra is the one who did, you know, he conducted the marriage of Lord Rama and Mother Sita. They were there from Treta Yuga. They knew all the Shastras. They were powerful Rishis. They had all the Ashtasiddhis. And each one starts, you know, speaking their achievements. It is endless. But they all wait and came to that particular arena and they're waiting for that opportune moment. Now Narad Muni, he was also there. Now if he starts, you know, enlisting his achievements, because of him we are reading this Srimad Bhagavatam today. Because of him we are reading the Ramayana. And what glorious disciples, Maharaj Dhruva, Maharaj Prahallad, the person who wrote Ramayana, Valmiki Rishi. So if he starts enlisting all his achievements, it will be endless. But they all kept quiet. They are waiting for this opportune moment. Now the Lord will reveal something. And sure enough, at quite a distance, all the sages were waiting and the king was waiting on the banks of Ganga. And suddenly, at a distance, they could hear a commotion. Enters in the great, powerful personality, Sukadev Goswami. He was clothed on the four directions. He was not wearing anything. But he was very powerful. Behind him, following him, were few children and women. Madhva commentators, they comment that when Sukadev Goswami entered the arena, these women and children, they were considering him to be a madman and they were throwing stones. Generally we see in the road, there is a beggar who is just picking up all the trashes. The first one to recognize that this person is a beggar are the dogs. They start barking loudly. He's a beggar. He should get away from here. The dogs recognize who is a beggar and who is not a beggar. Similarly here, when Sukadev Goswami entered, the women and the children who were following him, they were considering that he's a madman. They were throwing stones. But when the august assembly, they saw that here comes Sukadev Goswami, there was not a red carpet welcome for Sukadev Goswami. When everyone saw him, people were throwing stones. This was seen by even Maharaj Parikshit. This was seen by all the great sages. But when everyone just stood up from their respective places to welcome Sukadev Goswami, those children and women, they just retreated because of the gravity of the situation. When Sukadev Goswami entered the arena, he offered his obeisances to his father, he offered his obeisances to Narad Muni. They directed him to sit on the Vyasasana. He was least bothered. He was least bothered. Just few minutes back, people were humiliating him, and now after a few minutes, people are offering him a huge pedestal to sit and just direct the king who is about to leave his body. He just went there without any attachment. This means they didn't have any false pride. There was no envy within their hearts. Now here, all these sages who were sitting here, had there been some ego problem, had there been some material contamination that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, they would have been a huge fight. I should be the one given the chance to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit. He is the emperor of the world and I have achieved so many things. Each sage would have fought with each other. Leave aside Maharaj Parikshit, the fight would have gone for many months. But everyone kept quiet. No. Now the time has come for our purification. Everyone kept quiet and sat down. This is called humility. This is called, devotion, without any false pride, without any envy. This is what attracts the Lord. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he explains how to get this nature for any sadhaka, any general sadhaka. how to achieve this nature, to perform devotional service without any false pride and without any envy. And this he enumerates in the first canto, 6th chapter, verse number 26 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, a life of a sincere devotee is described herein by Sri Narada Muni. This is a life story of Narada Muni. And for that one particular verse, Srila Prabhupada writes this purport. What is the life of a sincere devotee? Everyone here in this room, everyone wants to be a sincere devotee. Who doesn't aspire to be a sincere devotee? Who doesn't aspire to be a pure devotee? Mahaprabhu's associates, the sages in Naimisharan, the sage at the bank of Ganges, everyone a sincere devotee. So what are their qualities? How could they achieve such sincerity without any false pride, without any envy? Here is what Srila Prabhupada enumerates. The life of a sincere devotee is hereby described by Sri Narada Muni in a nutshell. This is what Prabhupada's words, nutshell. First quality. The four qualities which he mentions. So the first quality of a sincere devotee. First, the day this devotee takes initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, he takes very seriously to the hearing and chanting of the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Supreme Lord and tries to preach it for others' welfare also. This is the first quality of sincere devotee. He takes seriously to the holy name and tries to preach it for others' welfare. Second, a sincere devotee does not have any material desire. His only desire is to go home back to Godhead. This is the second quality of a sincere devotee. Third, which is very important, which is pertaining to today's verse. And Prabhupada, beautifully, the way he has written that purport, this was before he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is written in the holy land of Vrindavan, the courtyard of Radha Damodar Mandir. The third point which Srila Prabhupada writes about a sincere devotee is, second is, he doesn't have any material desire. His only desire is to go back home, back to Godhead. Third point, because the sincere devotee has this highest aim of life to go back home, back to Godhead, he doesn't envy anyone in this material world. Nor is he proud that he is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. What a point. Generally people here are envious to prove something in this material world. Maybe kuch kam nahi. People are falsely proud to prove that they are something better in this material world. But for a sincere devotee, when the goal is fixed that I am going to go back home, back to Godhead, that is my aim, that is my goal, why should I be envious of anyone in this material world? And why should I be proud that I am eligible to go back to Godhead? This is the third quality of a sincere devotee. And the fourth, the business of a sincere devotee is, he keeps on chanting the name, fame and pastimes of the Supreme Lord and tries to preach it according to his personal capacity without any desire for material gain. Short, these four are the qualities of a sincere devotee. These are the qualities which was there, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of which they were not envious at all, because of which they had no false pride. These were the qualities in the sages who were present when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. Irrespective of the age, he's just 16 years old. I am lakhs of years old. I am more qualified than him. No, because their aim is fixed. I don't have anything to prove here in this material world. My aim is Golok Vrindavan. If this is our aim, this is our goal, least bothered who is doing what here in this material world. After all, it is a material world. As beautifully summarized by our dear God brother Radhika Vallabh Prabhu in one of his Srimad Bhagavatam class, he said that suppose there is an athletic competition in Tihar Road Jail or Arthur Road Jail, and all the inmates of the Arthur Road Jail are participating in that athletic competition, and one person emerges victorious and he starts glorifying, "I have broken a world record." Where? In Arthur Road Jail, in the athletic competition. The first you tell me, why are you in Arthur Road Jail? Get out of this place. If this is what is our intention while doing sadhana bhakti, then no need of getting envious, no need of becoming falsely proud. And in this mood, if we follow in the footsteps of our previous acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, like his followers, and in this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can chant the holy name constantly. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, once he, as he was explaining the meaning of this verse, he said that if anyone tries to chant the holy name constantly 24 hours a day without this primary qualification of humility, he will not be able to relish or even chant the holy name. Why? Because the holy name and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no difference. We are trying to catch Krishna out of false pride, as the Kauravas are doing here, but it's impossible. Krishna can only be conquered if you are truly humble, without any false pride. And in this mood, we can remember the Lord, chant His holy name, perfect our life, and go home back to Godhead. Thank you very much for your wonderful and kind attention and patience. Thank you once again. Are there any questions or comments in this regard? Yes, I do. Yes.
जैसे आपने बताया सिंसियरली डिवोटीज के फोर जो रूल्स एंड पाथ जो है, बट चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोलते हैं, न धनम न जन्म न तो सुंदरी कविता वा जगदीश काम है, मम जन्मनि जन्मेश्वरी भवतात भक्तिर अहितु कितु। तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने जो बताया है, चाहे कोई भी जन्म मिले, अगर समझो भगवत धाम, अगर हम डिवोटीज जो है, अगर वो पाथ में है, वो पथ पे है, हम चैंटिंग कर रहे, भागवतम सुन रहे, सब फॉलो कर रहे हैं, और बाय चांस अगर कहीं भी आपका ये हो गया, तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने लिखा है कि मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरी, तो कहीं भी अगर जावे तो मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरी भवता तो भक्ति अहितु कितु। तो अगर भगवान की अहित की कृपा मिल गई तो भगवत धाम क्या, गोलोक धाम क्या, या कोई भी धाम में जावे तो डिफरेंस क्या है?
हाँ, एक्चुअली हिंदी में, और हिंदी में बोलूंगा, जैसे आपने कहा कि अगर हमारे पास अहितु की भक्ति है तो भगवत धाम जाने की क्या जरूरत। सही में भगवत धाम जाने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है, लेकिन पहले हमें वो पात्रता तो होनी चाहिए। वो पात्रता के लिए यहां पे प्रभुपाद आग्रह कर रहे सभी साधकों के लिए कि ये मूड में जरा साधना करें, ये मूड में हम भगवान के भक्ति करें, ताकि हम किसी की ओर द्वेष न करें और हमें मिथ्या अहंकार ना आए। और इस मूड में जब हम भक्ति करेंगे, तभी वो प्यूरिफिकेशन स्टेज ऐसा है कि आप यहां पर रहते हुए भी गोलोक का आवास कर सकते हो, लेकिन वो अब तक आया नहीं है। वो आने के लिए तीव्रता से भक्ति करना पड़ता है। इसलिए दूसरे स्कंद में हमारे सुखदेव गोस्वामी महाराज बताते हैं, अगर बहुत सारा इच्छा भी क्यों ना हो, कुछ इच्छा भी क्यों ना हो, कुछ इच्छा भी नहीं हो, लेकिन वो सब साधकों को भगवान श्री कृष्ण की भक्ति तीव्रता से करनी चाहिए। अकाम सर्व कामो वा मोक्ष काम उद्धारति तीव्रेण भक्ति योगेन यजते पुरुषम परम। वो तीव्रता से भक्ति करने के कारण भक्ति में इतनी रुचि है कि भक्त यहां पे रहते हुए भी वो गोलोक का अनुभव करता है। इसलिए श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोलते हैं, मम जन्मनी जन्मनीश्वरी, लेकिन मुझे यही प्रज्ञ में रखो भगवान, ताकि मैं आपको सततम कीर्तयन्तो तो माम, आका मैं सततम कीर्तन करते रहूं, तभी मुझे गोलोक का आभास होगा। ऐसे नहीं कि मुझे जाना भी नहीं है और मैं श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु का ये एक श्लोक बोलूं कि मम जन्मनी, कितना भी जन्म चलने दो, मैं यहीं पे सड़ते रहूंगा। नहीं, उनका कहने का मतलब ये है, हम जो भी स्थिति में क्यों ना हो, हम तीव्रता से भक्ति करें, हम यहां पे रहते हुए भी हम गोलोक का आभास कर सकते, लेकिन वो तीव्रता में आना चाहिए, वो साधकों का परम लक्ष्य होना चाहिए। आई होप इट आंसर से क्वेश्चन। यस
कृष्ण, हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, एज यू मेंशन दैट विद द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ आर्थर जेल, दैट ए पर्सन हु इज इन द प्रिजन एंड ही विन सम एथलेटिक कॉम्पिटिशन विद इन द जेल, then he should not be proud. This is understood. Mm. Similarly, in this material world, if we have achieved something, we should not be proud of that. Mm. But once we get this, what is called prasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why we should not be proud of it?
Yeah, that is why. That's why this is called false pride. What we achieve in this world, it is called false pride. False pride, the meaning of false pride is, one is proud on something which doesn't exist at all in the first place. Then there is real pride also. Real pride for a devotee is that I am nothing in this material world. Gopi Bharatu Padakamalayor Das 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 Anu Das. I am the servant and the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna, who is the main of the gopis. That is real pride. We should develop that. I hope it answers your question. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank
Hare
you for your lecture.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that Maya Devi was initiated by Haridas Thakur. And in the terms of Vedic time, it happened just recently. So if she is a devotee, why she couldn't do some concession or discount for people to overcome this material world and become spiritual?
Yeah, there is a concession given because of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it depends on the sadhaka here how seriously he is going to take the full utility of this concession which is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course they asked Srila Prabhupada, disciples asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how long will Maya Devi keep disturbing us? They asked Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, till the time a living entity doesn't become a pure devotee, till that time she'll keep on disturbing. And a beautiful example was given by, I think, Sachinandan Maharaj in one place where, you know, he was explaining. He was delivering newspapers in Germany. And it so happened that he entered one house and there was a huge dog. And because of this dog, Sachinandan Maharaj, he was a very small child that time, he was a young boy. He would never enter this house. But one day, the owner of the house called him inside. Come here. So Sachinandan Maharaj entered. And he called, the dog came. The dog which always used to bark at him. It was very huge. And Sachinandan Maharaj was fearing, now it will just eat me up. As he was about to pounce on Sachinandan Maharaj, a voice came from behind, Tommy! And immediately the dog was about to pounce, it gave a U-turn and returned back to its kennel. So Sachinandan Maharaj was saying, this is Maya. It can pounce at any time. But if we come inside Krishna's jurisdiction, there'll be a voice, Maya, return back. He has become a pure devotee. No more disturbing him. I hope it answers the question. Is there anything else? Any comments? Any questions? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.